It was designed as a winter retreat in the early 1930s. Later, it was abandoned. Today, the property is among the most unique structures in the area, and it's been restored for the public. The show's Nadine Arroyo-Rodriguez takes us on a tour.
Perched on a slope off College Avenue and near Curry Road in Tempe is an adobe structure. It's been known for decades as the Eisendrath House. It was built during the Great Depression. Did you know the Eisendrath House was built after the owner was refused boarding because of her background?
The Rose Eisendrath House, the complex that she had constructed in 1929 to 1930, and this was her own private resort.
Getting up to the second floor.
City of Tempe architect Mark Vinson takes me on a tour of the 85-year-old home.
As the story goes, she was not invited to stay in at least one of the local valley resorts because of her Jewish background in those days.
Rose Eisendrath purchased more than 40 acres of land north of the Salt River in the area we know today as Papago Park. She decided to build the home on a hill overlooking the valley, mountains, and the Sonoran Desert as far as the eyes could see.
You could imagine the views in 1929, 1930 when there was nothing between here and the Superstition Mountains.
Materials were scarce during the Great Depression, so the home was constructed out of mud adobe blocks, materials actually gathered out of the Salt River nearby, among other resources. Look up at the ceiling wooden beams and you get the idea.
We're looking at some of the original vigas in the ceiling, and actually some of these were, many of them were actually recycled telephone or telegraph poles.
Vincent says many aspects of the building were strategically designed, like the rooms have multiple windows for ventilation. The house is a two-story adobe residence, a rare architectural design.
Probably one of the best examples in the state of the Pueblo Revival style of architecture, the irregular massing, the use of exposed vigas to resemble earlier prehistoric Native American construction. And so it's very representative of that style and probably one of the best and largest residential examples of that style in the whole state.
Rose Eisendrath lived in the home until 1936, when she died. The property has had many owners over the years. Modifications have been made to the property and most of the land has been sold. In the early 2000s, the city of Tempe acquired the remaining 9-acre property and the home and boarded it up until recently.
She used this for entertaining. She had many acquaintances and associates and family members would come out. So this was a lively place for the years that Rose was here.
And that's the idea behind making the adobe home a place for the community. The property is now the Eisendrath Center for Water Conservation, where water sustainability education classes are held for city residents. It's also a historical site for touring and a special events venue. It's the show. I'm Nadine Arroyo Rodriguez.
If you've got ideas or know things that we ought to know, please tell us about them. You can reach us at the show at kjzz.org.